Good morning. It is Friday, August the 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. It is Friday. It's another day of sowing for a great awakening. And as we begin every day, let's locate ourselves in the presence of God, at the feet of Jesus. He is high and exalted at the right hand of God, physically embodied human being in the heavens. And by the Holy Spirit, he is nearer than our breath. He is right here, right now. And he pulls us all together as we join in prayer. There's no distance in the kingdom of heaven, even on earth. Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This day in Jesus is full of possibilities. Our title of our entry today is called, Can You See What Is Written on Your Shield? Our text is Acts chapter 27, verses 39 to 44. Hear now the word of the Lord. When daylight came, they did not recognize the land, but they saw a bay with a sandy beach, where they decided to run the ship aground if they could. Cutting loose the anchors, they left them in the sea, and at the same time untied the ropes that held the rudders. Then they hoisted the foresail to the wind. This is such a train wreck. Then they hoisted the foresail to the wind and made for the beach. But the ship struck a sandbar and ran aground. The bow struck fast and would not move, and the stern was broken to pieces by the pounding of the surf. The soldiers planned to kill the prisoners to prevent any of them from swimming away and escaping. But the centurion wanted to spare Paul's life and kept them from carrying out their plan. He ordered those who could swim to jump overboard first and get to land. The rest were to get there on planks or on other pieces of the ship. In this way, everyone reached land safely. The word of the Lord. Man, that is an incredible scene. Now consider this. As we wrap up this shipwreck story, a powerful word comes to my mind. I think all Paul has been through can be wrapped up into one powerful Bible word. The word is favor. I see Psalm 5:12 powerfully at work in Paul's life. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. Isn't this exactly what the text describes today? The soldiers planned to kill the prisoners to prevent any of them from swimming away and escaping. But the centurion wanted to spare Paul's life and kept them from carrying out their plan. Over and over and over again, the Holy Spirit continually gave Paul favor. Favor does not mean a free pass or immunity from hardships, suffering, and trials. Favor means the strong, superintending presence of the Lord in the midst of them. Think back through the story of Scripture and behold all the places where the favor of the Lord rises up. God favored Noah in the calling to build an ark. God favored Abraham and Sarah in their old age with the promise and delivery of a child. God favored Moses to be saved as a baby from genocide, then to grow up in Pharaoh's palace, and later to lead God's people to freedom. On we could go to Deborah and Daniel and David and Hannah and Mary and Peter, and on we could go, and you and me. Favor looks like Stephen's vision of Jesus standing at the right hand of God in the midst of his execution. Favor opens prison doors. Favor is being lowered in a basket over the city wall by cover of darkness. Favor comes in the form of a Roman centurion on a ship running aground. The reason Paul, the prisoner, emerged as the de facto leader of the ship? God favored him. Then there's the favor of all favor. The angel Gabriel put it best in the way he greeted the young teenager Mary. Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. That's Luke 1:28. Favor is like money in the kingdom of God. When Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, he was talking about favor. God shows favor to all who seek his kingdom. The question is, will we have the eyes to perceive it? I want to commend a practice to you. I want you to write out Psalm 512 on a card, a note card, or a scrap of paper, and I want you to put it where you will see it every day. You might even think about getting a dry erase marker and doing this on the mirror in your bathroom. Here's what you're writing. For you bless, and then put an open parentheses with some space for a name. You can put your name there. You can put your children's names there. For you bless, open parentheses with a space, the righteous, comma, O Lord. You cover them with favor as with a shield. Just after the word bless, insert the names of your children or your grandchildren or your parents or your friends or your pastor or me, anyone you know who's seeking to do the will of God. And don't forget to pray it for yourself. For you bless John David, the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. Amen. Now, I want to ask you, can you see what is written on your shield? That's the only problem with a shield, isn't it? We're standing behind it. We can't see it from the front side. I want you to take a minute today as you sit in your war room, also known as your prayer closet, and look at the front side of your shield of faith. It is emblazoned in fiery letters, five of them to be precise. F-A-V-O-R. Believe it, Christian. You are covered with the favor of Jesus as with a shield. Now, go walk in it. The prayer of transformation. Lord Jesus, I'm your witness. I long to be like you. And of course, the secret to me being like you is you being in me. And to that end, Jesus, I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive your love and release my selfishness, my self-interestedness. Jesus, I receive your favor. And I release all the negative ways that I speak about myself and my situation and the challenges that are coming against people I love. I release all of that negativity and, I don't know, I call it poor mouthing. I receive your favor. And I release all of that. Come, Holy Spirit, transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength that I might become the love of God in this world, so that my consecration becomes your demonstration, that our lives become your sanctuary. For the glory of God our Father. Amen. The journal prompts today. Can you remember a time in your life when you were favored by God? You are favored by God. Would you tell that story today? When you've experienced the favor of God, at least when you were aware of it. And what does that word mean to you, favor? We're going to sing here in a minute as we close out. We're going to sing one of the more modern hymns. It's really a good one. It's really kind of more of a spiritual song. It's called Majesty. We've got it in our seedbed hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Made the cut, thank God. This is Jack Hayford from, I believe, the Church on the Way out in California. I think he probably wrote this in the late 70s. What a hymn it is. It's number 63, if you want to go ahead and find the page. It's a single verse. Majesty. It's a song about kingdom authority. It's a song about, really, I think it's about the favor of God. I wanted to encourage you today to sign up for our course that we're going to be doing. It's not a course, it's a workshop. It's called How to Journal, How to Keep a Word and Spirit Journal. And I think it's on August 26th, Monday night, about 90 minutes. It's going to help you. The biggest problem we all have in our journaling is we think, and I'm right there with you, we think journal's about us. And if you're anything like me, you just sort of tend to only write in your journal if you think it's about yourself when things aren't going well. And, you know, for someone to come along and discover my journals over the years, they would think, golly, this guy was just chronically depressed. He was down. Because I wasn't writing when I was like full of the joy and gladness of God. I just was rolling right along. Anyway, our journal really isn't about us. It's about Jesus. It's about the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. It's about what He's teaching us. It's about His Word and Spirit. And we're just going to talk about how do you make that shift? How do we get that the word and the word of God and the spirit of God in the center of our sights? How do you do that practically, you know, and regularly? We're not going to lay another heavy burden of like you need to be doing something else on you. That's not what this is about. It's about how can we open wider to receive the revelation of God into our everyday lives. Anyway, there's a link in today's email where you can sign up for that. Also, it's time to get that Exodus journal, because that's going to be right on the heels of this. We're starting Exodus, you know, coming up in September the 2nd. We only have one more week left of the Acts of the Apostles. Anyhow, just another brief word here. I mean, look how Paul, look, God favored Paul in this shipwreck. And in favoring Paul, look what happened. All the rest of the prisoners were saved. They didn't get killed. The soldiers were just about to run swords through all of them. And because of the Lord's favor on Paul, they were saved from execution. You see, that's what happens in our lives. As God favors us, as we enjoy, for you bless the righteous, O Lord, you cover them with favor as with a shield. Many, our children are protected in that. Our friends, our community, the favor of God is this, it's not just for us, it's for the sake of others. And it just gets over on everyone around. You've known people like that. Like their blessing is just contagious. It's flowing. That's what he wants to do and is willing and ready to do in all of our lives. Be encouraged. I love it. Sometimes I'll ask Aunt Betty, one of our daily text wake-up call readers, and I'll say, how you doing today, Aunt Betty? And she'll say, I am blessed and highly favored. That's so good. I'm blessed and highly favored. That's the truth, Aunt Betty. Thanks for reminding me. All right, let's sing. You ready? 63, Majesty. Let's worship the Lord, guys. Let's lift up our hearts in worship to the God of heaven and earth. Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Let's do it again. Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, flow from his throne unto his own. Receive it, his anthem raise. Lift him up now. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. All you got here. Majesty, Worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Amen. Grab your seeds, friends. It's Friday. We've got seeds to sow. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.